You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
South Africa's biggest cement maker, PPC, says a government's decision to classify locally made cement as a designated product will have a positive impact on the cement industry. The decision means only locally made cement can be used for government projects and not imported cement. Now, in the past, large volumes of cheaper imports coming from other countries like Pakistan have made it quite difficult for local players to grow and make a profit. But we do have a PPC CEO, Roland van Wijnen, joining the market update. Roland, thanks so much for your time. Give us a sense of how much of a game changer this decision by government will be for your industry.
Fifi, for us, the first and foremost importance for the industry is that it is a clear signal from the government of South Africa that they take local manufacturing seriously. And that for us is a major step forward, because we have made a point that dumping cement on the shores of South Africa is destroying not only employment, but also tax revenues, as well as the contributions that the cement industry makes to the communities in which we operate. How much it will mean in terms of sales, that is yet to be seen. It depends on the enforcement of the legislation, as well as on the amount of infrastructure projects. And of course, we will have to see how the imports might find their way now more into the retail segment. For us, the most important element is that it demonstrates the goodwill and the better relationships between government and industry to rebuild South Africa's economy.
What's the situation around imports looking like presently, Roland? How much of the market do they occupy?
Well, they still occupy, if you look at it on an annualized basis, about 1.3 million tons, which is the equivalent of one full integrated cement factory. And if you think about that, you know, and the employment that it creates, the contributions that are not being made to the communities in South Africa, but now they're being made to the communities in Vietnam. As a global citizen, I must say, you know, wherever there is positive development, it's great. As a temporary resident in this beautiful country, it pains me to see that we're not properly educating and developing South Africa.
You said something about it remains to be seen, exactly what the full impact will be, whether other countries will find other avenues to allow their cements or get their cements in South Africa. With COVID-19 and the disruptions to the supply chain and the difficulty of getting product out as well as in, has this had a positive impact on the level of imports in the country?
No, we still see that imports are coming into the country. So the disruptions of the supply chain haven't had a major impact. Costs have gone slightly up. So we have seen that importers have increased their prices. But since this is dumping, there is still a lot of headroom for importers to make money. We have successfully managed our cost base, but we are sitting on almost 2 million tons of spare capacity, just PPC, that we would love to bring into the market to further the economy.
Talking about cost increases, I see that you also increased your costs, Roland, in the past year by 9.2% or so. And a question that will arise is, now that the industry has a lot more protection from government, will there not be a temptation to increase prices because of reduced competition?
The competition is intense. We don't need import to have a more intense competition. And actually, if we can add more capacity to the local industry, you can do more volumes with similar fixed cost. So you can actually mitigate part of that cost impact. And in my view, therewith limit the amount of price increases that are needed in the market. So I look at it from another angle.
You say you are sitting on around 2 million tons or so of cement that is looking for a home in South Africa. And this is at the same time South Africa announcing massive plans to spend on infrastructure to rebuild the economy, particularly from COVID. Have you seen any traction on government's plans for infrastructure that you're participating in?
Yes, we definitely see traction. We're not yet seeing it in our volumes, but if we talk to our customers and if you follow companies like Sanral, Raubex, you see that their order books are starting now to properly reflect this, and that will, with time, trickle down to our industry. So yeah, we actually are moderately positive about the future.
And then how about what happened in July with the riots that caused a whole lot of damage to quite a number of properties, buildings and statues? Have you found that unfortunate event beneficial to your business by way of increased demand for the products that you supply to help rebuild the damaged infrastructure?
Not necessarily, Fifi. Most of the unrest happened in KwaZulu-Natal. It's not an area where we are largely exposed. And therefore, for us, it had a limited impact both during the riots as well as post the riots.
All right. So let's talk about your other markets then, Rwanda, Zimbabwe and the DRC, whom I understand are also planning massively to spend on infrastructure to plug existing gaps that predated COVID-19. To what degree is your business benefiting from some of the plans that governments in these regions have on the table?
So we see very positive movements. Zimbabwe's cement sales, as an example, is 30% higher in this 6 months compared to pre-COVID 2 years ago. Rwanda is 10% higher. DRC, we don't longer include in our reports now that we have restructured the business. But nevertheless, the business is also growing. So you do see on the continent positive movement when it comes to cement volumes.
Mm. And yet, in terms of the bottom line and money from these countries, you have had a stronger rand that worked against you this time around. Just any plans going forward to mitigate against currency risk?
You know, for us, the most important currency in the continent is the US dollar. So we're actually working on a US dollar basis. Further than that, yes, we do have exposure when we bring it back in rands. Our main concern is, of course, the situation in Zimbabwe and to see how that economy works its way through the hyperinflation.
And also to see at what point you're able to, like many other South African companies, bring back money that is presently trapped in that country. How much are we looking at this stage?
So we have been now steadily over the last year, I think it's year and a half, been able to declare dividends out of Zimbabwe. The last dividend payment was made in June. There's another one coming up. So our normal recurring business, since we're also selling in hard currency about 50%, is actually generating a positive cash flow, and we are able to bring that back into South Africa.
But I see that you guide that by a sort of a support from the central bank in that country, that all the outstanding monies in that country, you'll be able to get it out by next year sometime. I just wanted to understand exactly how much was sitting in Zimbabwe presently.
Yeah, so when we had, at the time when the currency converted, we had an outstanding debt, BPC Zimbabwe had an outstanding debt to an external bank outside of the country. That money was then transferred over to the central bank in Zimbabwe, and they are making the payments on our behalf, or on the behalf of BPC Zimbabwe. The last and final payment is outstanding for December.
Talking about the debt, PPC has made quite a bit of progress over the year in reducing its debt. I believe you're sitting on 2.3 billion rand or so presently. Any plans to reduce it further in the coming year?
Yeah, I'm pleased to tell you that you're right. We were sitting on 2.3 at the end of September. In October, we have received the proceeds from the transactions of the divestment of PPC Lime and Botswana Aggregates. So we have further reduced by 500 million the debt levels. And therewith, we're coming in territories that we're very comfortable with.
Just on the sale of the Botswana business, can we expect any further reductions in the rest of the continent in the coming year, or are you happy with your present exposure?
We're currently very happy with what we have in Rwanda, what we have in Zimbabwe. The DRC is no longer a business that we consolidate. Our interest in Ethiopia is also not consolidated. So for the time being, whilst we actively look at opportunities in our portfolio, we are happy with what we have.
And where are you seeing those opportunities in your portfolio?
So what we have done over the last year is we have looked at the impact of climate change on our business, but also look at opportunities to see future growth in low-carbon building materials that are adjacent to cement. And we have a few exciting projects that we are looking to implement in the next 12 to 18 months. And that is a revenue stream that you will see us building up over time.
And what will be needed to make that happen? How much are you setting aside towards those projects?
So for the time being, when we have set out our carbon intensity reduction program, we have identified approximately 650 million rand of investments that are part and parcel still of our core business. So think about energy efficiency programs, think about implementation of waste instead of coal, and we are yet to identify the next step in that revenue stream.
Mm. And I imagine that just following from the statement you issued to shareholders, that a part of that next step at this stage will not include any form of equity raising or rights issues from your shareholders in the foreseeable future.
That is correct.
Okay. Roland, thanks so much for your time. So it is always a pleasure to speak with you. That was the CEO of PPC, Roland van Wijnen.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.